here for a sec. Okay. So Thursday we started this packet discussing the discussion of Tassav Lomid Asoy Betfilin of Sefer Torah. Which means like this. We learned in Hilchas Sukkah that when one makes a sukkah, he has to have a positive asiyah. Right, he puts the schach on the sukkah, and now the schach is on top of air. But say, for example, you had a pack of hay, right? And the hay is totally solid of hay, 6 feet tall of hay. And then you want to hollow out the middle, and then the top layer, by default, will become schach. So that's not good. Because there wasn't a positive asiya. In other words, when you put up that top layer, it was on top of another layer. So it only became schach in a negative sense, by hollowing out the middle. So that's not good. That's not good. We need a positive asiya. It can't be an asiya, you know, by default. So we've gone through various areas. So one of the things that we started discussing last week was, what about tefillin? Tefillin, you make a kesher of tefillin. Okay? So you make the kesher. You make the kesher by the yud, you make the kesher at the back, the dollar, the double dollar, whatever you make. So say, for example, a person needed his tefillin to be checked. So they took out the parshas, right? And now, obviously, when they took out the parshas, the tefillin is not tefillin. Because the parshas were out. Then they checked them and put it back in. So now the question is there a requirement to undo the kesher and redo it again? Just like by sukkah, do we say that if you made the sukkah, and the sukkah was a haystack, 6 feet tall, 10 feet tall, and then you hollowed out the middle, and it became a sukkah retrospectively, that's not good, because you need... So the same thing you could say maybe by tefillin. When you made the kesher of the tefillin, when the parshas were there, that was good. But then when you got the tefillin checked, and you took the parshas out, now it's not good tefillin. So now you put them back in, would you now have to undo the kesher, and again or not?
Let's see.
Okay. So now the first thing we have to ask is, when the Torah said "Ukshartav laos al yadecha," what does that mean? So there is a machlokas rishonim quoted here on page 6 on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. So look on the last three lines on Menachas Lamed Hey Amid Beis on page 6. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kol Mitzvos Kula Mevarach Aleihen Over Al Asiyasan. But the halacha is, when you make a bracha on the mitzvah, it has to be right before you do the mitzvah. I can't say, "Oh, I'll make the bracha and then 10 minutes from now I'll do the mitzvah." No, it has to be Tekef Umiyad. Like we know that when we make a bracha on our tefillin, we have it. You don't make the bracha when the tefillin is still in the zekel, in the tefillin, thing. It's, you take it out of the bag, you take it out of the box, you put it on your arm, and you don't tighten it yet, but it's ready to go. Then you make the bracha, and then you tie it. So that's over las yosef. So that's the halacha, that when you make a birkas ha-mitzvah, the birkas ha-mitzvah has to be over las yosef. So then the Gemara says, Abai v'rova, the Amri Travayu, Mishas hanocha v'ad shas kshira. Which we do. In other words, from the time of that you put it on your arm till you tighten it, that's when you make the bracha. In other words, you already did the hanocha. It was already on the spot. But you didn't tighten it yet. So that's Mishas hanocha v'ad shas kshira. So there are different interpretations of what this means. So look at the bottom Tosis. Mishas hanocha v'chas kshira. Bikan haya medaktik Rabbeinu Eliyahu shetzarach adam l'kasher tefillin b'chol yom. So Rabbeinu Eliyahu says that every day you have to tie your tefillin. Meaning you have to redo the knot every day. We don't do this. And that's how he explains the word kshira. What does kshira mean? Kshira means to make a knot. So it says that, in other words, he understood the Gemara that, not like what I interpreted just now, that when do you make the bracha of the tefillin? You take the tefillin, you put it on your arm, you tighten it, and then you undo the knot, and right before you make the knot, that's when the knot of the yud, right by the tefillin, that's when you make the bracha. Well, let's talk about the shalyad now. So that means that every day, in other words, every day you have to untie. Maybe you can do the untying before. You untie the kesher, you put it on your arm, you tighten, and then you make the knot. It's not easy. And then you make the bracha between the time that it's on your arm, tighten, and right before the knot. That's when you make it. Because he says that's pshat in the pasuk of Chumash, ukshartam lo osal yadecha.
That's before you do the that over here with your hand. He puts on the tefillin and now what is the bracha?
No, so he puts it on.
But he puts another bracha.
He didn't put it on.
He does his seven shrats, seven whatever.
No, seven. No. He puts it on. He tightens it. And then he makes the knot.
Oh,
the knot of the yud.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he could be he unknotted it before he even put it on.
Right.
Most probably he unknotted it before he put it on. He ties it. He makes the bracha, and then he knots it. So the bracha is made because what's the mitzvah according to Rabbi Eliyahu? Making kosher the. But obviously, if you just kosher it, you fill it and you leave it in the bag, that's not going to do anything. You have to be kosher it on your arm. So Rav Eliyahu explains that's what the mitzvah of tefillin is. It's not enough just to tighten the tefillin. You have to make the kesher while it's on your arm. And it's only considered on your arm if it's tight on your arm. And that's how he understands the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Me'emasai. Kol mitzvos kol brachim over liyasim bishas hadacha va'ad shas kshira. So in other words, if you make the bracha before you even put it on your arm, that's too far in advance. That's called over the over. That's too far in advance. So you have to put it while. So what's the time gap that you have when it's on your arm, and between that time and the time that the knot is made. That's when the bracha should be done. And that's the pshat in the pasuk in Chumash. Uksharta laos al yodecha, that you make you make the knot while the tefillin is on your arm. That's Rabbeinu Eliyahu. That's how he interprets this gemara. However, says the Tosis further, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Page 6 of Rabbeinu Tam the first ain't tzarich. Maybe Ryan Mahadamrinan Bepar Kama de Khulun. The Tsarh Adam Shayuma Gimel Dvar. A person has to, let's see that Gemara Khulun. Yeah, look on page 5. But Talmud Chacham has to know three things. I mean, obviously he has to become a Talmud Chacham, so he has to know all these other things to become a Talmud Chacham. But three, the Talmud Chacham should know three trades, so to speak. Besides the learning, he should, there's the practical aspect. He should know three things. What are the three things? Shechita. See, they're advertising a class at Shechita. Right? All over the signs. Shechita. You should know Shechita. Mila, you should know Mila, meaning how to do Mila, and how to do Shechita. Rav Hanane ben Shlemya, Mishmei Derav, Omer Av Kesher Shel Tfilin. He should know how to tie the knot of Tfilin. So Rav Hanane ben Shlemya says, he should also know the knot of tefillin, ubirkas chasanim. He should know the shavu brachas. Because you have to realize, you know, in those days, they didn't have sidurim, and they didn't have shavu brachas cards, and they didn't have all these things. So your talmud chacham, you'd be mesada kedusha, so you had to know it b'al peh. Ubirkas chasanim. The tzitzis. And how to tie tzitzis. So the question is, so how come Rabbi Yehuda didn't mention those things? He only mentioned Shechita Mila. So the verse says, V'idach, the other opinion, who doesn't mention Kesher Shel Tefillin and Berkas Kasan, V'idach Hani Shechicha. That tefillin and tzitzis, birkas chasanim, were common. So everyone knew that. You didn't need the Talmud Chacham to know it. Because everyone knew it. Everyone knew it. Well, so now let's go back to the Tosis. Back on page 6, second wide line. Rabbeinu Tam b'farsh dein tzarech v'im yirayim mehad amrin per kamad d'chulun tzarech adam shilum gimel dvarim. See, the way Tosis is... Oh, I apologize. I forgot one thing. The original statement back on page 5 that a Talmud Chacham has to know is Ksav. Ksav, yeah. No, Ksav means Safras. Safras. You have to know. Oh, so you're right. So Rashi learns, it's not Safras. Rashi learns is you have to know how to sign your name, you know, on a star, you know, which is a certain. Some calligraphy palette of how you sign your name. So you need to know Ksav, and you need to know Shechita and Mila. And the Hanana Mishlevia, he adds Kesher Shel Tefillin v'Chas Chasan and Tzitzis. And the opinion that doesn't mention these things says, no, these things you don't need to know because the Shchiach and everyone knew them, so you don't need especially a Talmud Chacham to know it. So Rabbi Natan, back now to page 6. Well, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Hani shkichon tefillin tzitzis brachos tefillin mitsuyu tadya hilchach hachol b'kiyim behen."
I'm not saying Rashi is Rashi not correct.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so back in Tosis on page 6 on the bottom. Third line: Sarach adam sheim u'gimet dvarim ksav shchitu bila. Rav Yehuda omer al kesher shem tefillin brachos tefillin mitsuyu. Any shchichah, ksav shchit, or mila are common. So what is he trying to say? And therefore what? Perish with Sarkhul Lobna. The Fisha Tumit Sarkhulahim. Because they're very commonly needed. So it's obvious. What is he saying? It's obvious that you need to know them? What? He says it is common. What? Those are common, therefore what? Wait, before you get to that part. In other words, the Gemara says, why didn't the first opinion mention all these other things of Tefillin and Berachas Hatzon and Tzitzis? What? The way you say, Robert? You have to know those things because they're common. And therefore what? So why did he mention them? What's that? So why did he mention it? He says you have to know ksav shchita mila, and then the Gemara says, and then there was another opinion that says you need to know Berachas Hatzonim and all those other things, tzitzis. So that, and then the question is, so why did the first opinion mention those things? So he said that what? No, but it says hari shchichon. But they were common. So since they were common, so what? It was obvious that he didn't have to mention it. It was obvious. Everyone knew it. It was obvious. So now, Tosa says, if Rabbeinu Eliyahu was right, that you have to tie the knot every day, you could the shchichat faith. So the kesher shel tefillin is even more common. So when the Gemara in the Chulin says so, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, it was very common. From the time of first day, Tzarchel, who may be right, Adam, Rinan, Tzarchel, Adam, Yishol, Yimod, Gold, Vorm, Ksav, Shchit, Umil, or if you don't have Kesher, Shul, Tfilin, Berkas, Chassan, and Tzitzis, he, the Chani, Shchichen, Peres, and Tzarchel, Lomdom, Fisher, Tom, and Tzarchel, Ham. We buy the mixture, Kesher, Shul, Tfilin, Chayam, he, the Shchichen, Tfei. So But Mekitzer, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is the what? So it's a so what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? So Kshartam means that you doesn't mean to tie the knot. Rabbeinu Tam holds what we do. To what? To tighten. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Kshartam means to tighten. And Rabbi Elio says Kshartam means to make the knot. Okay? Yeah. According to who? Oh, yeah. Yeah, so 1 second. Yeah, okay, we'll see. So it comes out of fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Eliyahu, what it means ukshartim. Rabbi Eliyahu says ukshartim means that every day you have to redo the kesher. Rabbi Natan says no, like we do. We don't redo the kesher every day. But what it means is you have to, every day you just tie. Oh, so the Kashuk Lover on page 17 has this discussion whether this, the original question that we had, whether if you got your tefillin fixed, you got your tefillin checked, and they took out the parashiyos, whether you have to redo the kesher. No, you don't have to tie them every day. What you do is you have to tighten the tefillin on your own. Shata means to tighten them on your own. And Rabbi Yom says, no, shata means to make the kesher on your own. Because if you would have to do it every day, so everyone would know it by now. If you would have to, every day you'd have to what? Redo the knot, so it wouldn't be anything special that. Okay, so he's saying here, there it's three on page 17, the paragraph that begins, Uvadze Yeshlom is a kshatim dekro akai ala hiduk. Heish akosuv tosis chulin. Shem Rebbeinu Tam. On top of the left side, Simon Yud Gimel, page 17, the bottom left on the left side. Kshatim dekro akai ala hiduk. Make sure it's still asked for the first pakra. Rakshu Allah Musi Musina, Kamal Shati Kunit Phil, Gadisa Bibnachas. Kerchurchal Philin, Allah Musi Musina. He became Vada Shaykh my cousin's canal. So he came to Luxi Vasiyasa Bakra, Vada Shaykh my Tasim al Mosik, Luxi Vita Asaf Flau. So he says that's a simple pshat, that there's no Tasim al Mosik also in the Kerchurchal Philin, because there's no Tzivoy to make the Kerchurchal Philin. Ukshatam is not referring, like Rabbi Natam. So if you hold like Rabbi Natam, the Korah, there shouldn't be any Tassim Lomosim. By Sukkot says Chaka Sukkot Tassalom. By Tzitzis it says Vasulahem Tzitzis. All these things it says Asiya. So you could say Tfilin also says Asiya Kshartim, but that's only if you hold like Rabbi Elio, Rabbi Elio, that he holds that making the Kesher is the Tzivoy Kshartim. But we don't hold that way. So then there's no mandate in the Torah of making the Kesher. It's just Halacha Moshim Sinai. So Bemela, there's no din of Tassim Lomosim. In Philemon, he says, it doesn't say any Asiya. We can't just say Tasav Lomar Osoy and any mitzvah we want if Chazal didn't darshan it. So Chazal said it by Tzitzis, they said it by Mezuzah, but they didn't say it by Tfil. And then he says, that Unculus, remember we did this Unculus last week, Unculus could have interpreted it like just like when Unculus said by mezuzah, even though there's only one verb in the pasuk, saftem al mezuzos, he interpreted it like there's two verbs. You have to write the mezuzah and then affix it. So he could have said the same thing. You have to tie the tefillin and then put on your body. But he didn't. He just talked about putting on your body. Because the Unculus shita is that there's no chiyuv of making a kesher every day. Yeah. It has to have its own verb that implies asiya. Right, but that verb is only is not on making the tefillin. It's only putting the tefillin on your body. In other words, if Unculus wanted to say that really it's two verbs are being hinted to, like he said by mezuzah, then he could have said that. But he doesn't say that. He only has the one verb. Yeah. And then, one second. There's another Gemara. Take a look. Do I have Menachas Lamed Zayin of an Aleph? Is that in the packet here or no? Page 24. Take a look. Right. So the halacha is that tefillin is on the weaker hand. Right. So the first drasha is yadcha, yad keha. Right. So if you look on Lamed Zayin of an Aleph. You don't need all these other drushes, Yad Keha. Hurry Omer Ksharthem Uksaftem. Maksiva Biyamin of Kshir Biyamin. The Kavan, the Kshir Biyamin, Hanacha Besmol. There was Uksaftem Uksharthem. So, what hand does a person write with normally? The right hand. So, that means that he does the Kshira with his right hand onto his left hand. On his left hand. And that's the drush of the Gemara. Some hold that that's the sheet of the Ramah that that you follow whatever hand you write with is considered the strong hand based on this Gemara. Others say it doesn't necessarily mean that. But there's a famous machlokas between the Ramah and the Gra. You follow your stronger hand, and whatever is your weaker hand, you put the tefillin on that, or do you follow the hand that you write with, and whatever, and then you put the tefillin on the other hand. So that's a question, whether there are people who they write with their left hand, but their right hand is stronger, or vice versa. So then it's a whole big focus what you should do. That's not partial. So So it's good if you're pure. Pure righty, pure lefty, has, you don't have so many problems. But if you're not pure, then it's a whole big... No.
Writing
plus one other love. Yeah, I know. So. Tasha says either writing is makriya, or which is your stronger hand? I was trying to, you know, it's interesting when you look at little kids, you want to figure out whether they're going to be righties or lefties. So sometimes it's, you can notice already from little kids which, you know, which hand do they push their sibling with, you know. So you see from this Gemara, the Kozhik lover wants to say that this Gemara seems to apply like Rabbi Natan. Because according to Rabbi Eliyahu, Shira has nothing to do with which hand you put it on. Shira needs to make the keshe. But you see from this Gemara, that the Gemara says, Maksivim yimin ak Shira yimin, and enough of the small, ak Shira means which hand you five and fill it onto the other hand. So you see, that Sharta means to tighten the fill. So if it means to tighten the fill, then it means that means there's no pasuk for making the tension. And therefore if there's no pasuk for making the tension, then there's no pasuk for making the tension. Pasuk and say you need at least a pasuk that says asiya, or even if it doesn't say asiya, at least some pasuk that gives a mandate to do it. Here, by Tzilla, there's no pasuk that gives a mandate to tie the kesher. So, the regular, there can't be a pasuk of an osoi on the kesher shell. So, yeah.
There could be
a
tilt. So I have a villain that's open. No hardship. And I put on the stone, tie it up on my arm, and then put in the hardship, and then tie up the stone. That has an open arm. But by still in a row, there shouldn't be a problem.
You can do that?
Physically?
Yeah.
It's only possible, though. It's not the stitch is the you could. Might be a little hard, but it's only possible.
Very hard.
But
so he's saying a very interesting thing. What's the did if you tie the silver onto your hand and then you slip through the parchments? That'd be a tough little woman also I'll tell you why I disagree with you. Because the hidum is an ongoing thing. Just like the person put out by shot, you put on the begin once. But every time you get a straw, it's another malchus keeping the. So it's the same person put on shot, so he did an action. And then he gets another one. Every hasra is going to get again. He's not doing another action. The answer is wearing something is a constant action. So even if you want to say that Tatsang Loman Aosui, or Shai with Tatsang Loman, and he can slip it in, but then he continues to wear it, so that
it's
a wearing
the eye stand upon.
What?
The correct time is the time, not the wear.
The way that you finish putting it on, right?
Huh?
pine is pine, not pine top. Here's top.
How do you pine? To be tied. Every second that you put on your, even though you did one physical hizuk, from the mice, every second it's on, either you're doing the mice that hizuk again and again and again. Okay, I see you're feeling good now. That's one thing I can tell. Are you back to yourself? Then he says he wants to bring another raya. Both raya, page 18, the second on the left, right side, the second of the old.
Old raya was Zemi Ramah, Rachayim, Shekosov, Veloyasek Shor Malacha Sha'osa Hashin Mitfilin, Vachachach Yasal Dalin, Vachachach Hayud.
First you should make the shin. The shin is what? On the shorosh. And the dalet is the back. And then the yud is the shoryat. So you should do it in that order. Shakai, shin, dalet, yud. It's not makif. So he says, that's the proper way. So he has the kasha, fourth line on the right, left side. Kasha, tebig le dim yase hakesher kodem sha'asa hashin, havei tasem lo menasoi. Kol zman shelo asa hashin, batim psulim. The shin shel tefillah halacha moshim sinai, tefillah b'dyavid ma'akev. Okay, David says, shasem tasem lo menasoi. So he says, the shin you do last, the yud you do last. Because you want it in order. Shin, the shin, the dal, and the yud. That's the order of shakai, shin, dal, yud. That's the reason the Rambam gives, so it should be in order. But he's saying, no, you could have given another answer. You could have said that if you do the yud first, it's what? It's tasav lomenosi. Because the yud only becomes a did yud after the shin. So you did the yud first and then the dal and then the shin. So what made the yud significant is it's only after the shin and the dal will make. So normally you do the shin, the dal, and yud. So the yud is the gemar. But if you say, we say, well, why do you have to say that the reason why you have to do it in that order is it should be kisidron, so to speak? Maybe it has to be that way, because if you do the yud first, that's not, it's like putting on the, it's like kote begodish. In other words, the yud doesn't mean anything, only the, if there's a shin and a dalet. So if the shin and dalet come after the yud, then that the yud became the yud, l'mafreya. So that's like a tasav lo menasei. So by the fact that the Ramah doesn't give that reason, but gives the reason of kisidron, shows that there's no din of tasav lo menasei by the kesher of tefillin. And then one last thing he brings Zariah at the beginning from Mogen Avraham. Let's go see Mogen Avraham. Let's go to Hilchos Tzitzis now. No. He says the reason you should do preferably in order, shin, the dalet, and the yud. So it should be in order. But what is it? He need that reason. He said the reason why you should do the shin, the dalet, and the yud is that what? Because if you do the yud first, the yud is meaningless. Right. So then the yud is like yud is parech ba'avir until the shin and dalet. Yeah. So it's like tasav lo menasei. But the asiyas hayud was floating. It's like the chotei begodish. The top doesn't mean anything until you hollow it out. So the yod only became a yod l'mafreya. That's tasim l'min osoy. So it should have said, that's why you have to make the yod the last. So by the fact that it didn't say that, the Kodesh Glove brings a raya, that, and it said the reason is sure that it should be kisidron, that you, there is no din of tasim l'min osoy by, why? Because there's no pasuk for the asiyas ha-kesher. Kshartav doesn't mean making the kesher. That's Rabbeinu Eliyahu. But we hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We never saw anyone in my life that's choshesh. Right? Is any brisker in the world choshesh for Rabbeinu Eliyahu and makes a kesher every day on their tefillin? No? I've never heard of such a thing. It's surprising, because you would think there's some brisker out there that would do it. I'm sure there must be someone, no? Rav Harari is booking the Sefer Zichron and Eliyahu. That's the safer on the making of tefillin, the different aspects of the. Rav Morgenstern was Rav Eliashiv's right hand man. Rav Eliashiv had a couple of right hand men. It was interesting that most of Rav Eliashiv's right hand men were Americans. It's interesting. What? MIT graduate. Yeah. So. He's an MIT graduate to be Rav Eliashiv's right-hand man. And then the other one was from Chicago. Rav Nachum Eisenstein from Chicago. He has a nice Chicago accent. Yeah, you have a Chicago accent?
Chicago?
What?
No.
You sound like a New Yorker. I don't know. Is that, I didn't mean to. It's not an insult.
Sound like an American.
My son claims that I sound like a Brooklyn person. Brooklyn accent. That's what he claims. Okay, so take a look at Shulchan Aruch on page 10. Question about wearing tzitzis in a cemetery. Okay? Because there is a halacha of loeg l'rosh, that a person is not allowed to make fun of a poor person. So it means that if you make fun of a dead body, because if you wear your tzitzis out in front of a dead body, you're making fun of him. The dead body can't do the mitzvah tzitzis. And you could. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So this question is, are you allowed to wear tzitzis in the cemetery? Or is that considered making fun of the mace? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, "Mutar likadesh beveis hakvaros." You can come into a cemetery, v'hu lovash tzitzis, wearing tzitzis, v'hu lo shalay nigra lakvaros. Whereas some people have like long tzitzis, like some people wear these big baguette, you know, like their talis cotton is bigger, like as big as some people's talis girdle. So he said, you're allowed to wear tzitzis as long as it's not dragging on the coffin. Among nigra al kvaras osur, because if it's nigra on the kever, right? So then that's like loeg l'rosh. You're making fun of a poor person. You're making fun of the mace, who's like a medva b'mur b'meim shayu matim tzitzis malbush shalosh shel tzar chatzman. So he says like this. You see, in the old days, a person's normal wardrobe had four with a garment. So it was normal to wear four tzitzis on. It wasn't, if you went out of your way. That's the way the clothing was tailored, that it was four with a garment. So it's only considered. So it's not noticeable you're doing it for the mitzvah, because that was the wardrobe. So barely you're doing it for the mitzvah. Not as though it's hey, our wardrobe, we don't have four to one job. So we go out of our way to do it. So Shulchan Aruch says like this, in the old days, when it was part of the wardrobe, so it wasn't considered making fun of the mace, where you could stop, unless it was running dragging on the floor. But today, then we do it with what? Only for the mitzvah, not part of our wardrobe. So it only has to do with the mitzvah, even if it's sticking out. And if it's not dragging, that's also a wardrobe. Take a look. So you matil it since it's mamalbo shaloshim l'tzarach atzmon. Aval anu she'inan u'mukuvadim mehem el l'shem mitzvah osur. Afilu ein megrorin. V'hadi v'ili shatzitzios megulim. That's only if your tzitzis is out. But if you put your tzitzis, you tuck your tzitzis in, then you can go into a cemetery with tzitzis. Aval ein mechutzin mutu. Yesh Noagim, now Sivveis, Likshur Shnei Tzitzias Shem Shnei Knofim Zeim Zeh Shem Knofim Veis HaKvars. So some people have the minute that they tie the two tzitzis to each other, like the two crumbs to each other, so it feels like the tzitzis is bought up, so to speak. So they take them one bunch of tzitzis, okay? So they take this, and then they take the other one, and then they tie it together. So it's as if they like sort of rebuttal the tzitzis. And they do that in order not to make fun. It's just to say, you know, I'm not wearing tzitzis either.
But so why wear tzitzis?
Maybe it's a pain in the neck to take it off, you know. So instead of just taking it off, they just tie it. So yesh, there's a bit of yesh nogim. But look what he writes. But that doesn't do anything. Because it's really not bottom. We'll see the functions. So therefore, if a person's wearing tzitzis, he has to tuck them in. If he goes into a cemetery and he's wearing tzitzis, so in the old days, you didn't have to tuck it in, because it wasn't, of course you were doing it for the mitzvah, but it wasn't so in your face, so to speak, because their wardrobe had four corners anyway, so of course they were doing it for the mitzvah. But it wasn't, but today, we don't need to do it. We don't need to wear tzitzis today. Why would you wear tzitzis? You go out of the way, like the most high, it's a minute to be mechayev yourself. So we go out of our way. So then, even if it's just showing a little bit, that's long rush. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, there was a minute that some people would keep it out, but they would just tie it. And the Shulchan Aruch says, but there's no toelis in that. So look at that. Now let's learn the Magen Avraham. Chav Gimel, page 10. Even though they have a kosher, it's meaningless. Lo this bottle of mitzvah tzitzis. We have a Gimel Tzitz Gimel. You have a Shulchan Aruch here? Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Aleph.
He says it doesn't mean it. Here, I'll read it to you.
So now let's see what he says. And he says, and these people that think they're accomplishing something, so the Magen Avraham writes, but if it's really bottle when they do it, so it could be that what?
That after they untie their thing, their custom open also because this is became bottle. And now you're gonna undo it, maybe you have to do it here.
In other words, you're saying that
we're going to be worried that if it's not really necessary, we should also be worried that they're wearing that.
So Jesse's saying, what right do we have to do this? You don't want to
being low brush, but you're being Mabato of Mitzvah, because you're wearing a four-cornered garment. If you say that this is a motto, then the Jeff is asking a great question. So aren't they therefore going to be wearing four-cornered garments without zippers? So how can they do such a thing? He's just saying it didn't mean anything, but Jesse's saying that the Shulchan Aruch should have been more harsh. He shouldn't have just said, Lo hi liyum kulum. He's saying, Bibayi shalolim, you're big mamatul of mitzvah essay. Why is the Shulchan Aruch being so kind?
The Shulchan Aruch should have been much more mitzvah. If you're going to say,
the longer person, but if you want to say something, then you have a possible problem. And then he said, okay, but you're possible, but it's all you do. But then he said, you have a worse problem, that you're being provato a mitzvah essay, because you tzitzis are nothing, and now you're wearing a foreign garment without mitzvah, without putting tzitzis on. So why didn't the Magen Avraham harp on that? Why was the Magen Avraham harping on the possible of mitzvah? It just means it'll be puzzled. That's a good question. So who asked this kasha before Jesse? Before Jesse, the Heiliger makes the ice
cream. Look at the Rabbi here. Aber das ist nur so, oh, wie deit der Wobschen weg ist, als habe ich vor, das ist mir das. So, wenn ich auch sehe, ich verreiche,
you're a good company. You're a good company. Because the Magen Avraham is just worried about, like, okay, you did the Mevatel. Okay, good. But now what? So now you won't die, it'll be fine. So the Magen Avraham is saying, don't think so. Even when you untie it, it's not going to be fine. Because it's Tassav Lomonosim. But the Bush Kossav, the lace may use their Tassav Lomonosim. And the Bush says, no! Because it's like putting the gag of the, you know, the schlock.
So if you have a sucker, right? And then you cover it up, and then you go over, and then you uncover it. Sure. And that's how I thought it went off. So the Magen Avraham says, make some little push, the same thing over here. Just because you... So that's what the Bush says, there's no problem with that in the long place. Just like my shop. But the Magen Avraham disagrees. He says, not the comparable. The Hashem ain't up soup of Gufa Sukkah. But over there, the Sukkah is fine. You just put something on top of it. So therefore, that's why it's not so Gufa Sukkah. Like the Marachim, oh no, okay? Shem Tzir Karsha. So Hapsul. He says, this is much worse. Because over there, when you put the schlach, so the sugar is over there, so if you put something, you got good. But here, you might apply the tzitzis. So something, but anyway, in the tzitzis, that could be worse. So he's arguing with Bill Bush. And then he says that Tosas of Bracha says that the talent shall mace him. So when you convert somebody to the palace, so Tosa says you should tie the tzitzis and put it inside the corner. So if they're chayim tzitzis, they have tzitzis. So you see that even though they're kshurim, it's not the spot to hold the tzitzis. So you, the tzitzis of the mace itself, you cover, you put in it. Well, but you see from the Magen Avraham,
So the Magen Avraham says this chiluk. So the Pashut Lavan on page 17 at the beginning of the Tshuva, which we haven't seen yet, I basically skipped the first paragraph, so let's go back and see the first paragraph now. The original Shiloh was what? When you check the tefillin, you have to undo the kesher. So he starts off, Hinei, on the right side, page 17 at the bottom, Hinei. Hinei Magen Avraham Kaya Lelechol Shetchilas Asiyas Hadover Hayam Hechsher Rechach Nifsal Veipsulam Gufo. So the Magen Avraham says, as long as it started off okay, and you did do a psul begufo, it's only Dover Acher, it's not a problem of Tassel and also. So they say the same thing over here. You started off, the kesher was good. There was no psul in the Ratsuas themselves, only in the bottom. So you're okay. That's the first thing he says. He thinks that the case of the tefillin is similar to a case with the tzitzis, where it started off okay, and the tzitzis there was psul begufo, but if it would have been psul begufo, it would have been okay. And then he says, "Achmanias daiting afil tchilas asias hatfilah ekpeid." But he thinks, you see, he says the reason it's not a problem is because it started okay. But he says the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Because you can even make the kesher even before you put the parshas in the bais. Because the Gemara says in Menachos that the tefillin has to be made by a Jew. So even the putting of the tefillin, the parshas of the bais has to be by a Jew. So you need an asiyah. Now it's impossible to do everything at once, right? The kesher, the putting it in, you can't do everything simultaneously. So then why don't you say, it's by automatically going to be a problem of tassel and also? Because whatever you do to make the tefillin, you can't do everything at once. So the tefillin is only going to come, when you put the kesher, it's not going to be the same time you're putting the parshas in the bais. So then what is going to be l'mafreya good? And we don't know which is which order to go. So Mamela, by tefillin, by definition, you have to do it zeh har zeh. So built into the midst of tefillin is that it can't be a problem of tassel and also. Because, see, by other things, say, but you would say by sukkah, that the schach has to be last. Okay, so you make the schach last. But by tefillin, they each have to be done, and there's no thing that comes first versus not, and you can't do it in a certain order. So b'meila, it's as if by tefillin is a given. There's no tassel l'mafreya, because anything you do, it's going to become good l'mafreya. Okay. Okay, I'm going to say, tomorrow we'll finish up. We have just a couple of things about Sefer Torah. Maybe tomorrow and the next day we'll finish up. And then in Bezer Shem we should start Chazara, hopefully either Wednesday or Thursday. Bezer Shem.
How long will Chazara look
like? Until we finish, a week or two. In other words, Chazara, the way we do it, I give out Chazara questions. We go through each question, we go through the answer. So you really can look it up in the packet again. So you should have a kidney of what we're learning. So you take it with your chavrusa, the chid, if you want.
You want to take it with
your chavrusa, or
you want to take it with your
chavrusa? A Ferrari!
Ferrari.
The Eretz Tzvi just said, but I gave you the last point that was made. There's no specific